podcast, Dr. Dick McCann, co-author of Team Management Systems, takes us inside the pages of the Workplace Wizard. This volume is the ultimate guide to understanding behaviour at work and is an indispensable resource for working with others.
The Workplace Wizard is a book of around 300 pages that I wrote some years ago after I developed the concept of the workplace behaviour pyramid. I borrowed the term wizard from the world of IT, where it's used for setting up computer programs to meet individual needs. The Workplace Wizard transfers this idea to the workplace. It's a guide to understanding behaviour at work. The concepts and models in this book enable you to improve organisational performance by developing better leadership and teamwork skills. The book's written around the workplace behaviour pyramid, a model that identifies three levels that go a long way to explaining why people behave the way they do at work. At the base of the pyramid are values. These are fundamental concepts or beliefs which people use to guide their behaviour in the workplace. Values will drive our decision-making and cause us to summon up energy to preserve what we believe in. They go beyond specific situations and determine how we view people, behaviour, and events. Often, major sources of conflict and disillusionment are due to mismatched values. Whereas we're often willing to work on tasks that we dislike, we are much less likely to compromise when our values are under threat. Values are difficult to observe in others as they're inner concepts, often buried in the human psyche and not readily accessible by the conscious mind. That's why they're at the base of the pyramid. When these values are violated, then the conscious mind takes over and appropriate behaviour occurs to preserve and defend this attack. Workplace values can be measured by the window on work values. This is a model that groups values together in clusters of eight value types, which are depicted as window panes, rather like those in the rose windows of many European cathedrals. The model has good structural validity, meaning that those value types close to one another in the window are related, whereas those on opposite sides of the window are unrelated. It identifies the value types of individualism, authority, compliance, conformity, collectivism, equality, empowerment, and independence. Chapter 1 introduces the theory of values, and Chapter 2 is all about applications, in particular, why team shared values need to be included in the development of a team charter. When a team has a high level of shared values and ground rules to match them, then conflict can be well managed. There's a case study about two people, Ned and Polly, that's used throughout the book as a way of bringing the concepts to life. I originally wrote this with Jan Stewart, now Jan Bentley, as a novella for a book called The Half-Empty Chalice. The character Polly has a set of values that define the individual streak that characterises her interactions with others. Ned is a risk-averse person and only sees the obstacles, never the opportunities. The middle level of the workplace behaviour pyramid is about risk orientation. All through our life, we are faced with opportunities and obstacles. They crop up in every project we undertake, no matter how much forward planning is undertaken. What determines people's risk profiles is the different emphasis they place on either seeing the opportunities or seeing the obstacles. Some people treat obstacles as an opportunity to take a new direction, whereas others use them as an excuse to give up. Some people treat obstacles as a stumbling block, but for others, they're just stepping stones to the future. Chapter 3 is about risk orientation. Risk is measured by the five subscales of MTG energy, multi-pathways, optimism, fault finding, and time focus. These combine to give a measure of whether people focus mainly on opportunities, risk accepting, or the obstacles, risk aversion. Optimism and hope are then explained in more detail in Chapter 4, and MTG energy and multi-pathways are described in Chapter 5. Fault finding and psychological time are the basis of Chapter 6. At the apex of the workplace pyramid are preferences. These are another name for what we like doing. They're just dimensions of individual differences in tendencies to show consistent patterns of relationships, thoughts, feelings, and actions. Preferences determine the conditions we set up to allow our mental and psychic processes to flow freely. They guide our behavior, but if we have to work outside them at various times, then we can usually cope. Preferences simply describe what people are like rather than any intention behind their behavior. In team management systems, we measure these as role preferences on the team management wheel. In Chapter 7, I talk about the nature of work. This was the original work that Charles Majerison and I did some years ago and resulted in 8 core work functions that form the basis of all work that people do, regardless of any technical skills required. These are advising, innovating, promoting, developing, organizing, producing, inspecting, and maintaining. In addition, a 9th activity is called linking, which is a fundamental part of all 8 core functions. What we discovered was that really would someone enjoy doing all of these work functions? Some people, for example, might enjoy innovating and promoting and distinctly dislike producing and inspecting. Others might enjoy organizing but hate maintaining. We found a way to determine which of these workplace functions people are more likely to enjoy. These are the work preference measures which enable core role preferences to be defined via the team management wheel. These well-known team role preferences are reporter-advisor, creator-innovator, explorer-promoter, assessor-developer, thruster-organizer, concluder-producer, controller-inspector, and upholder-maintainer. They're explained in detail in chapters 8 and 9. Tying all of the bottles together is the concept of linking, and there are 13 core skills that define an excellent linker. They're described in detail in chapters 10 to 12. In chapter 13, I talk a bit about career journeys, how people change the way they see the workplace world as they grow, develop, and change jobs. The importance of life purpose goals, short-term and long-term, are also discussed. I quite enjoyed writing Chapter 13, which is about mood induction procedures and the way that music and humour can impact how people behave at work. By understanding these concepts, we can help others see the world in a more positive way. Further details on the Workplace Wizard can be found in the book section of the TMS online store. Check out our website at tms.com.au and go to the online store books page. Whether you're a learning and development facilitator or a business leader, this book will help you understand why people behave the way they do. And then you can use this knowledge to improve workplace performance and productivity.
You've been listening to a podcast by Team Management Systems. For more information, please visit our website at tmsworldwide.com.